there was a commitment in the programme for government for a surgical hub in the northwest, which the HSE is currently finalising a feasibility study. So we can't interfere in that feasibility study, nor am I going to interfere in that feasibility study. Read the potential northwest hub, and the business case will be submitted to the Department of Health for consideration in due course. No, there has been discussion, as you say, vis-a-vis Sligo. People who have advanced, and Minister Mary Harkin is clearly supportive and advocating strongly for Sligo. That there's no doubt. Deputies in Donegal, Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher has been knocking my door down now. And you know when Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher starts knocking on door, he doesn't stop knocking. And obviously Mr. Charlie McConnell Logan and yourself and others are pursuing it. So I hear what you say in terms of two. I also think that the North West should be looked at in its entirety. And I think Anne McGelvin should also come into the, maybe not for this now, maybe not for surgical hub, but in the general planning, because sometimes Letterkenny gets kind of worried about that. But I remember going into Anne McGelvin and a person from Inishowen saying to me, only for Anthony Gelvin and the investment we put into the cardiac centre there, you know, I wouldn't be alive. But the guy, and he was only there for, I'd say, 36 hours, maybe 48, and he was heading out again, having got the stents in. It's far better that he goes to Anthony Gelvin than Donny at Galway, would be my view. And so I do think we need to be more creative and more expansionary in terms of our relationship with Anthony Gelvin, Letterkenny and Sligo. There is a remoteness and there is a geographic issue. I'm confident that we can work with the HSE to try and get results.